Hi, my name is Hiab.
And I'm Nathan.
And I'm Christian. And we're joined by Christian today, so welcome to, you know, another episode of Checkmate Your Life. So today we're having another story time episode. So, you know, as announced in the introduction, we're going to be doing our story time with Christian. And for those of you guys who don't know, our story time episodes are a time where guests can come on and tell their stories, you know, about how they got to where they are, what, you know, their passion is, and they get to talk about the mindset behind their decisions. So with that in mind, welcome on, Christian. How you doing today?
I'm good. It's a good night. I'm feeling good. This is going to be fun.
Good. Thank you. So, with that in mind, you know, I'd like you to, you know, just introduce yourself to the audience, you know, explain, you know, where you go to school, what you're studying, and explain a bit about what drove you to pursue the field that you're studying currently.
Yeah, so I'm at University of Pittsburgh right now. I'm studying biological sciences. I'm looking to do genetics, virology, kind of undecided on that track, just kind of feeling what I would like, but I think mainly right now, I think virology with the whole coronavirus thing going on, and it seems like a good opportunity to travel. And what got me on this track is, like, I like understanding how everything works, and, like, I'm big into philosophy, big into how people and why people want to work, and I guess I translated it into, like, humans themselves, just, like, how do we function, like, how do our cells manipulate each other, how viruses are able to really interact with our cells, and it just made me interested in how the human body works in general.
Interesting. So you mentioned, like, you know, getting into virology, you know, with COVID. So have you, like, you know, read any of the papers that are out in regards to, like, you know, the viral structure and, you know, just viral interaction, how it interacts with our body?
I'm taking a lab this semester, and the main part of it was the COVID virus, how it's like a spherical virus, and how it's a little different than, like, let's say, your regular cold virus, where it has, like, a capsid, a body, and then, like, the legs that you may see on some figures. But SARS-CoV is like it's like a circle, and that's how it infiltrates your body. And again, like, it may seem small and insignificant, but to me it's very interesting. It's just, like, it's crazy how it's just taking the world by storm, and how we've only now, almost after a year, have been able to really pin it down and be able to get a vaccine out of it.
And what are your thoughts on, you know, the speed in which we've been able to come up with a vaccine?
There's a lot. I obviously read the news during Trump's presidency, and you see a lot of issues stemming out of that with the slowness, he didn't really care too much, in my opinion, about the severity of this. And truth be told, like, I doubt a lot of people did. Like, they're like, oh, this is just an Ebola crisis all over again. But sadly, we're here. I'm wearing a mask. He's wearing a mask. And who knows how long this is going to be. So overall, the speed of this, I mean, you see countries like New Zealand who have, and Australia, I think Australia, but mainly New Zealand, who have been able to really just control their people. I mean, it is sad that it is a controlling, like, you need to control your people, but for the good of everyone, New Zealand has been able to do well. They've practically been in a normal state. Obviously, people are still wearing masks, but people can go to clubs, people can go to concerts, stuff like that. And I guess that also talks about how the American people are, how we're just kind of like, we don't really care too much about this.
But I think it's more than that. You also have to account for the population size of the United States versus New Zealand. You have to talk about the interconnectedness and, you know, how global the U.S. is compared to, like, New Zealand and Australia. You know, New Zealand and Australia, you know, they're involved on the world stage, But, you know, the United States has a population of about, what, 330 million, you know? And in addition, people come to and from the United States. I mean, people go to and from Australia and New Zealand, but also the flight time to get to a place like Australia and New Zealand is different, you know, compared to traveling to the United States, especially if you're looking at countries in Europe, especially if you're looking at certain countries in Asia. I mean, in Asia, I think it varies depending on the segment, you know. I'm not the most versed on geography, but, you know, based off my understanding, that's where I'm at. But I also do agree with you that a large part has to do with, you know, just the ability to take control of the situation. So, you know, the thing is, you know, Nathan and I were talking about this earlier this week. When you don't have centralized leadership in terms of centralized management in terms of what you're going to do for this virus, and you have 50 governors, 50 mayors all deciding as they see fit to what to do, it's just going to be, the results are just going to be disastrous. And we see that in play today. But, you know, it's interesting, though, because when, you know, when I was asking about the speed at which a vaccine was developed, you know, due to all the regulations and all of that, vaccines can take years, even almost a decade, to develop. So what are your thoughts on just, you know, a COVID vaccine being able to be produced within a year?
I think for the a lot about life right now is very conditional. Like this is never supposed to happen. This was never really in anyone's playbook, but we just, like, you kind of have to, like, cut off some loose ends and just decide, hey, we have to take a risk here. We have to push this through our system, and we have to get everything back to normal, because, again, businesses are suffering, and it's just, like, it's like the question, like, what are you willing to risk? Like, the entire economical state of the United States, or, like, a prolonged vaccine, which could take, again, as you said, another year, two, maybe even more. So it's a hard decision, but I think it's one that we have to take.
Interesting. And so, you know, kind of, was it COVID that got you interested in virology, or what in particular drew you to virology?
I think back, I took AP bio my junior year of high school, and we talked about viruses a little bit, and that's, I mean, we didn't go too deep, but that kind of got me interested in just, like, it's like a war, and, like, I've always liked war documentaries and stuff like that, so I kind of related it to that, and it kind of got me excited about it. And then COVID happened, and it was just kind of like this whole new wave of something that I didn't even know was possible, like, just this virus taking over our lives, and, like, how would I be able to stop it? Like, how can I make a difference in the world, even if it's just, if I'm just one person? But and plus, I think virology is a great way to travel. I mean, you see the CDC doing work out in Africa and maybe some other places, like fighting the Ebola virus and just trying to help people that may have had, don't have the opportunities like us in America do. And I think it's just a great way to help people as well.
And so, because, like, it's definitely fascinating, but it's like, you know, going back on, like, you know, how we didn't expect COVID to be what it was, it's interesting because if you think about it, and the large scale of things, COVID is not that lethal of a virus, but, you know, compared to Ebola, compared to some of the other viruses, but it's also that which helped, like, that fact also helped COVID, or paved the way for COVID to be what it is today. Because if you think about it, you know, from an evolutionary standpoint, you know, if a virus is so lethal that it kills its host, that's detrimental to the virus, because the virus can't spread, or, you know, it can't, you know, proliferate and thrive. So, you know, for viruses, it's actually beneficial for them to not be as lethal. That way, they can have a higher infection rate. you know, proliferate. And then that's, you know, that's what we see when we, you know, when we compare Ebola to COVID. But you also have to, you know, account for methods of transmission. How does the virus, you know, transmit from person to person? And so it's fascinating stuff when you really get into the nooks and crannies of it all.
Yeah, I mean, I had mono, I believe my junior year, and that's one that takes 4 weeks to actually show symptoms, and you see, like, how it could eventually develop. Like, you don't know any contact tracing. You really don't know what happened. All you have are the symptoms, and eventually get tested for strep and then for mono, and you're like, oh, my God, I actually have it. So you're kind of already late with it. And as you were saying with that whole, like, the virus gets embedded into the host's DNA, it's scary to just be like, I don't know whether or not I have it, and to just kind of wander the streets wondering if everyone else has it, because no one really, it's hard to know. I mean, I've gotten tested a few times, and even then, I still wonder, do I have it? So it's just a scary time where we don't really know what's going on, but
Well, the virus also impacts people differently, you know. It's interesting. I think there was a paper I was reading a while back. It mentioned the genetic component to COVID, because when you think about it, like, you know, what kills people when it comes to COVID is like a cytokine storm. You know, hyperinflammatory response. That's at the end of the day, that's why people are dying from COVID. And so, you know, this paper I read, I don't remember all the details because it was quite a few months back when I read it, but they marked 5 genes, and they all had to do with, or most of them had to do with, the inflammatory response. So it's quite fascinating, you know, and that's, you know, it could help explain why some people are otherwise healthy but are devastated by this virus, but then, you know, other people are barely touched, or, you know, or it seems like some people are barely touched by this virus or asymptomatic.
Yeah, again, that whole asymptomatic thing, I had some buddies that had it back at home, and even one of them, he still can't taste or really smell right now, so yeah. it affects, as you said, it affects everyone differently, and it's just trying to get vaccinated at this point. That's all we can hope for.
And then, so, I guess, since we veered off the path of the end goal in life, we were talking a little bit about the COVID virus, but, like, going back, like, on track, what would you want to do with, like, say, your biology degree or a degree in virology?
So, yeah, I mean, obviously, it would be helpful to stay. I live in New Jersey, so I've been debating whether to stay in Pittsburgh or New Jersey, maybe stay in Pittsburgh for a little bit, move back to Jersey. I mean, I love the beaches out there, so I can't really leave it. But I would like to stay local and just, like, help people. I mean, I was a firefighter back at home, and that's what I love to do, but I haven't done it since I got back. But it was just, being a firefighter helped, and it taught me a lot of stuff about, like, just being helpful to people without gaining anything in return. So I guess that's what I kind of want to do, is just help people that need some assistance, whether it be, like, again, virology, genetics, and just be there for people. I think it's a great service to humanity, just to benefit not only yourself but others.
So with that in mind, thank you for coming on. Thank you, Christian, for coming on. If you guys have any questions for us, topics you want to hear us discuss, DM us on our page on IG, Checkmate Your Life, which is all one word. Or you can DM me personally at @Heab_Hirui.
Or me at Nathan Salvo.
You can also inbox us on TikTok at Checkmate Your Life, which is all one word. thank you guys again for tuning in, and thank you for another, you know, thank you for tuning in to another story time Thursday. So take care.
See you next time.